Thank you for holding. Is this Dylan?
Yes. Is this John?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Friday. Not that I was counting the days or anything, you know?
Right.
Still working for the weekend. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you?
Yeah. I mean, I'll admit, like, the... you know, this whole world of digital advertising is still pretty new to me, so
okay.
Kind of learning on the fly here. But yeah, I think she did an excellent job.
Okay, yeah, we'll bring you up to speed. I appreciate you saying that. You know, sometimes people are, you know, I talk to them and they swear they know exactly how it works, and I'm like, man, I've been working here 12 years. It changes all the time.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Technology is like an ever-evolving beast.
Yeah, it's constantly.
It evolves faster than all of us humans. We're still primitive-brained creatures, after all.
That's true. Our primitive brains have adapted to now when we need something, we just Google it.
Right?
So, have you ever done that search on Google before, just to kind of see who's up there or look at the competition?
Yeah, I mean, are you talking about just like typing in HVAC services or something and seeing who comes
up?
Yeah,
yep, exactly. Yeah. If you just type in HVAC or HVAC contractors. So you've seen those three guys that show up there next to the map?
Three? I don't know how many there are.
Well, next to the map, there's only three that show, unless you hit, like, more businesses.
Okay. Hey, well, can you do me a favor, John, and take me off speaker? Because I get my own voice coming back in my ear, and it's super distracting.
Oh, you're not on speaker. It's a voice-over internet system, so I'm on a headset.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. You getting an echo?
Yeah, it's gone now.
Oh. That's strange. Yeah, that makes me a little weird. I mean, the calls are recorded. You know, we're a Google partner, so I know maybe you might get some feedback from, like, the recording line, but I don't hear anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's gone now. So, anyway, sorry, continue.
Okay. No problem. So, have you seen how that map shows up there, and then there's only, like, three guys listed? It'll have, like, little red dots kind of indicating where you are.
Yeah, little pins on the map.
Yep, that's where we're talking about listing you. It's a Google Places placement, as they call it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the reason we're reaching out is because we had a listing that became available for HVAC contractors in the area, but I know your focus is primarily remodeling, kitchen, right, bathroom, your restorations and remodeling, right? So.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Kitchen
so
and bath is what I'm insured for.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me... Yeah, this isn't even the right area. This is, hold on. I'm looking at the wrong listing and pricing page. Tara asked me to pull up pricing, but I pulled it up from a account that I was working on earlier, and it's in Oregon.
Ah.
Hold on.
Not down there yet.
Oh, yeah, I literally just wrapped up with this guy like a half hour ago. Let me fix this. Okay, here it is. Actually, I want you to be able to see this. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Send you the pricing page for Washington. That makes a lot more sense now. I'm like, wait a minute, HVAC, this is the last account that I was working on right here. I had to refresh my page. Okay, there we go. I thought I copy and pasted it, but I guess I still had the paste in there from the last guy, so it just pulled up all this. Okay, here we go. Now we're looking at remodeling. Okay, so this one is actually GC, so it's just general contractor. So it could be roof to floor. I mean, it's A to Z, building additions, remodeling, kitchen, baths, I don't know, pretty much anything from top to bottom. Obviously, you don't do any kind of, like, framework or anything like that, right?
Framing?
Yeah, do you do framing for, like, new builds?
No, I'm not insured for that. But I do have a general contractor's license and general contractor's liability and bond and all that.
Okay.
Because it would just be a matter of changing my insurance plan if I wanted to do framing, which I don't really, but.
Yeah. Here, let me, well, it is for general contractors. There's a form that you'll have to fill out and send in if you do decide to move forward so that we can have your Google verification completed. Let me just send this to you. You don't even have a Google business profile yet, huh?
Nope.
Jeez. Okay, so we're just starting from scratch. You don't have a website or anything?
No, just a Facebook page. All my time has been going into getting the license and bond. Like, seriously, I just started this process, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is really new. I would have to, I mean, you would need the platinum bundle. Shoot. Let me see what I could do with the new in business credit to get it down. No website. For the Facebook page, are you doing any Facebook ads?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Is it working?
So. Well, I'm getting tons of spam, so it's reaching somebody.
Oh,
yeah, horrible. Like three a day. Like, your account is in violation. You need to contact us, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I actually had one of the accounts that I work with, the wife told me about that this morning. She like called in, was freaking out, with girl Brittany, and she was like, oh, it keeps telling me that they're going to like suspend my listing or something on my Facebook campaign. I don't actually deal with the Facebook accounts. We have a separate department here, and one of my buddies downstairs, Kyle, they handle, in his department, they handle all the Facebook profile, so I just sent it over to him. I was like, can you help me with this lady, figure out what's going on? But I obviously, that's not, if it's not the first time I heard it, then that must be happening to a lot of people who are running ads, you know.
I'm not gonna use Facebook ads anymore after this experience.
Okay.
I don't think it was good, but I'm down to try something else, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the Platinum package does come with Facebook ads if you wanted to have a professional host it for you. That way you're not jumping on there worrying about what's going on. You know, we have Meta-certified technicians in-house that'd be able to host the ad for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that definitely appeals to me. I have to know what the pricing is so I can decide if I can do it or not.
So
I've invested
on the,
you know, $13,000 in my business recently.
And that's all just on marketing or just other things, like the license and everything? You're saying all together?
That's licensing, marketing, hiring a consulting firm to help me set up the company, like a lot of,
The Google business profile would be doing it right. I mean, that's something you want. You want to have a place for reviews where people can look you up. You know, you're going to want the website too. You know, a website's kind of like your online portfolio for people to see what you're capable of doing, you know, and that's a huge selling point a lot of the times that they're considering you. They would like to look at stuff you've done in the past, you know, flip through it and get a good idea of what you're capable of. Now, if you don't have photos, obviously we could supply some generic ones until we get the new clients under your belt, but, you know, those ones are stock photos. They're not really, like, super fancy, but, So here's what I was thinking. Since we're you're trying to save money here, but you do need these things. Like, I don't want to cut any corners with the service either. I want to put us in position to kind of wow you and then hopefully, you know, turn into your long-term marketing solution where you don't gotta use like pay-per-lead services or any other service like that. Because Home Advisor by Angie, they get their leads from Google. They do something kind of like this and then they just resell those leads to you. And I know they're charging you the lead fee, but even if you don't get it, even they're selling it to like three or four people, so it's not really helping you get them. I can put you on the Platinum Bundle. I can reduce the monthly cost by 50% with that new in business credit. So, I mean, that'll take it down from $599 monthly to $299 month to month. And then that'll cover you for 40 miles and for up to 15 keywords. That one also has the Facebook ads in there and the .com site. And then I would have to charge a one-time setup fee for the site of $99 instead of the $299 setup fee that you see there in the fine print. So instead of you paying $898 to get it all up and running and then $599 monthly, it'd be $398 the first month and then $299 month to month if you want to stick with us.
That sounds solid. And that's for how many months?
I would lock that in your service agreement, so it would stay that rate for as long as you're with us.
That's
it won't
excellent.
Go up or change. That's the best that
yeah.
I could do. I mean, I was like pulling teeth over here trying to get them to budge on the setup fee for the site, but they took another $200 off that. They just didn't really want me to compound the drop in the monthly and reducing the setup fee. I tried to get it waived entirely, but they responded back with the $99 because we have to buy the domain
name. I appreciate
name.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John.
So, I mean, if I could get approval on that, $398 today and then $299 each month moving forward, is that something you could see a value in doing?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, let me create the account. All right, so on Google, Dylan, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, I mean, this is my only one currently.
Okay, so 360-393-6268.
That's right.
All right. And what's your last name, Dylan?
Kettle Strings.
Okay. KETTLESTRINGS?
You nailed it.
All right. Kettle Strings. That's pretty standard.
Never heard anyone say that before.
Yeah, it's a standard spelling, you know? I was like, it could be fancy. I've actually never heard that last name before. It's a first.
Yeah, well, if you ever hear it again, it's going to be from one of my relatives.
That's a given, right?
No, it's true. They search the whole world, and yeah,
it's just your family,
that name is related to us. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. There must be a running lineage of males to keep that last name going. You know.
I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You got a lot of boys. That means you'll probably have a boy if you ever have kids one day. What's your
hopefully
your business?
Not.
Why? You don't like kids?
No, man.
Oh, man.
I
said the same thing. Yeah, I hear you. I said the same thing. My son was unintentional. Me and my lady were just having a good time. And then, best thing that ever happened to me, though. You know?
Well, good. I'm glad. Glad it's a happy ending.
Yeah, don't. Literally. No. Yeah, but never say never. You know, you don't know. I was that person. I was like, never. And then it happened, you know. So God was like, yeah, you thought you're in control. All right, I'm going to send you everything in writing, Dylan. There's going to be a full service agreement, especially because of that discounted pricing structure for this platinum bundle. And then we'll also send over the invoice receipt to you so you can add it to your business expenses and write it off later. What's the business email address that I could send everything to?
It's StellarRestorationsLLC@gmail.com.
Okay. StellarRestorationsLLC@gmail.com. Okay. And then they're going to send you a pin in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. Sometimes we don't have to send it if you have all the stuff in that verification form that I texted to you. But what's the street address that I could send the PIN verification letter to?
3231 Hillside Road.
Okay. Deming 98244?
Yes.
All right. Proof. And then you have the option. You could hide this address if you like, or we could leave it displayed.
I'd probably rather hide. Well, I mean, I think they could find it. I mean, it's my residence, so.
Okay, I'll hide it. We don't need people coming to you. The kind of work you do, you're going to them anyway, so. It'll still
exactly.
have city, state, and zip, and you'll still receive the PIN there if they have to send it, but I'll just hide the actual street address there. They don't have to worry about them showing up.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. And then, for this website. Do you have a logo?
I do.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension in case you need help, and then I'm going to send you the email address for you to send in your logo and any photos that you have. I mean, you've only been in business for about a month now, so I can't imagine there's pictures, right?
Well, I've done work for other contractors that I've documented. I've been in the trade for like 6 years.
Okay. So. Yeah, as long as nobody's coming after us like, hey, that's my, you know. You know, that's really the key. Like, they're all consensual photos, you know. You didn't just, like, start snapping pictures of somebody's house out, letting them know.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. All right, so you could send those in, send the logo in, and then send it as many pictures as you can. Like I said, we're going to have a portfolio on that website we're building for you, so I want to make sure it looks as pretty as possible, and we have as much images as possible to show off to your potential prospects.
Heck yeah. Okay. So you just sent that to my email?
I texted it to you.
You texted? Okay. Let me look at my text here.
Yeah, it'll come from our company.
Actually, photos at localsplash.com.
Yep, that's where you send the logo and photos. There should be a my direct number and extension in there. There should be a form for Google verification in there. It'll say, like, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. And then there'll be a link in there, url.localsplash.com/Google. You don't have to do all that right now, though. You could, like, fill that out over the weekend, and then we'll have to do a client interview with you on Monday anyway. So, obviously, when we jump on the line on Monday, we'll schedule that here in just a second. We can go over it if you're missing anything. But you said you have, like, all the proper license and insurance already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They ask you for a couple of different things, too. Like, they say work vehicle, license plate. Like, if you don't have a work vehicle and you just want to use, like, a personal vehicle and, like, cover up the license plate number, you can. I've tried it. It works every time. So sometimes guys just don't want their license plate up there or to give it to Google. So, okay. Submit. All right. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
9 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right, and can you accept cash, check, and card?
Let's see. I can accept check, but that's it.
Okay, so no cash?
Yeah, I don't want to do cash.
Okay, so just do check me. Check mainly. If you add a card reader later, just let me know. I could always add it to the profile. I always like to put additional fees apply if they do use the card, so that way, you know, that 2-6% that the bank charges you is on the customer instead of coming out of your pocket.
Right. Yeah, I definitely do want to add a card. I have no idea what system I search.
So just FYI. You can do it through PayPal, like QuickBooks or Square. And any one of those is compatible with the site. So, like, usually guys will do, like, a PayPal one where we can actually put it on your site. And then if they're, like, not comfortable giving you the card, they could literally just go onto your website, put their card information in, and then run the transaction, and it'll send it over to your bank in, like, real time. So.
Oh, nice.
That's a good little feature. Make your life easier. If you just, like, happen to forget your wallet or something one day, they could just go online right there and fill it out from their mobile device or PC and pay you, and then you'll get the confirmation from your phone.
Right on.
All right, so I got the business profile created. We want to interview you. The interview is where we go over, like, all the services that you offer. We give you 15 keywords that we could list you for at a time. And then they're also going to go over, like, how you want the website to look, and then the service area you cover, because we don't want to send you anywhere you don't want to go. So it's usually about 20 to 30 minutes to complete the client interview, but they ask for an hour window. What's the best time on Monday?
Let's shoot for, like 9:30 to 10:30.
Okay. I have to do it, like, on the hour. So you want to go, like, 9 to 10 Pacific Standard Time? and I could ask him to call you closer to 9:30 if you want. Give you some time to sleep in.
Yeah, we can do that. Dude, seriously. I mean, like, between all the work I've been doing and all this kind of stuff, like, I am so worn out.
Yeah, you really wouldn't like kids, because I've been getting up at 6 a.m. every morning for the last 10 years. And then since I have my kids now, it's like sometimes I even get woken up in the middle of the night, or sometimes they'll stay up till like 12.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, I've had puppies, and it's like that for a month.
They just start crying in the middle of the night? Yeah. No, the kids
not
like
too often,
2 years.
But... Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I can't.
Yeah. It's rough, but it's worth it, you know? Maybe they'll take care of me later. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they'll be alive.
Maybe not.
Forever.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? I try to be as nice as I can to them, but that doesn't always mean that they're going to return the favor later. So, all right. So I got your business profile set up, and I got the client interview scheduled. I sent you an invitation to your email, and then it's set up to text you automatically at 8 a.m., so like 1 hour before. If anything pops up or changes or you can't make it, just respond to that text, and I'll call you, and we could reschedule it. But I just want to make sure we get it done as soon as possible. So that way we could start making some money.
Okay. Okay. Right. And then just to review with you, where do I send my logo info and photos of jobs again?
To the one that says photos at localsplash.com.
Okay.
The email address.
Mm-hmm. Email address.
You see it in there, in the text?
Oh, yeah, got it. Yep, okay.
Yep. Yeah, if you can just copy it, and then if you have, like, a bunch of photos in your phone, when you go to send it, instead of punching in, like, a number for somebody, you just hit the email section and then paste that in there, and it'll send it over to us.
Great. So all I got to do is just send you a bunch of photos. Doesn't have to be organized or anything?
No, yeah, we'll organize them. And then we like to send it to the email so they don't get like pixelated or anything too. So that's main reason why we have you just email it in.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll organize them though, the projects. They'll look at them. They'll make sure it's like from the same projects and stuff. They won't just scatter it all around. And then if it doesn't look presentable, they'll let you know during like the client interview or when they're setting up the site, they'll contact you and say, hey, you know, we were second guessing this photo, or we really like this one, you know. But we like to just kind of stockpile the portfolio with as many of them as we can, preferably like before and afters. Sometimes guys just send us a bunch of finished products, and we're like, we can't see what you did. So don't forget the before. Yeah. All right. So I have your everything set up. I just got to secure the first month's payment, and then I'll send you over the outline of the agreement for you to sign off on, and then the login credentials for your tracking system. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
Can you take a Visa?
Yes, I can take a Visa. Is it under your name or the business name or both?
It's under my name. I don't have any money in my business account yet.
Okay. If you want to swap it out later, we can, but we also send everything digitally for the receipt, so when you go to do your taxes, it'll still be there for you in your email, too. The main reason, though, people get the business account is just to kind of document everything, so that way when you go to your tax guy later, you know, you could just print out the all the stuff on the business card and give it to them, and then they know that those are write-offs or business expenses.
Got it.
Okay. But I could take Visa. Is this the billing address the same as the street address that they're going to send your PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits, Dylan. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yep. All right. 4400.
4400.
6690
0443 0443 5384 5384. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11 of 28,
and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
982.
Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, since we're doing this platinum bundle at the discounted pricing structure, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is going to outline the service agreement, and then I'm going to also send this to you in writing. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Okay, Dylan, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Stellar Restorations, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Dylan John Kettlestrings, founder.
Thank you. And you're okay, the founder. Okay, so CEO, owner, founder. Okay.
Yeah, apparently
and then
owner of an LLC. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're good. It says CEO, founder, owner, manager. I just gotta check the box to confirm that it's actually like the decision maker, you know?
Yep, got it.
Okay, and then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I said that kind of fast. Huh? And then it says, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Define a reasonable period of time.
It says 24 to 48 hours in parentheses, but honestly, you want to practice like immediate response time for the best results. We've noticed like if you take a long time to get back to people, sometimes they might like start talking to other people. So, kind of want to be mindful
of
that. Yeah. The sooner the better, though, Dylan, just for results. And then obviously with us, too, like if we're calling you, it's obviously something urgent. And if it is, I'll probably blow you up or send you a text message. But if we really got to get a hold of you. But not to be a nuisance, but it's just if you're paying us for a service and there's something stopping us from having you up there at the moment, or maybe Google like says, hey, until you verify this with him, we're going to have the placement down, then I'm going to blow you up and try to get it up and running as quickly as possible. We don't want to miss opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. The only issue is that sometimes I work in areas where I have no cell service.
Gotcha.
No one might be able to reach me.
Yeah, we'll always go, like, if we can't reach you by phone, then we'll send text and email, too. And then, obviously, that's why they put it in there, like, try to get back to us within a reasonable period of time, like 1 to 2 days.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google-certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Any other forms of advertisement that I'm using?
Online. So we're a Google partner. We know everything you already have right now. It's just saying, like, after today, I'm putting you on a package where you really shouldn't need any other forms of online advertising because we're covering all your bases except for, like, Home Advisor by Angie's. So what I'm saying is, like, after today, if you're going to add something, double check with us that you're not paying for something we're already providing for you or duplicating anything. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, so I'm on I told you about the Facebook ads debacle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, then, we'll need access to that during your client interview because we're not going to duplicate your Facebook profile. We're just going to access the one you have and then run the ads in there. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I am on Angie.
I already know about that. Yeah, it's just saying after today.
Okay.
After today. Yeah.
Okay.
We know
what
you have currently. All right. And then Where was I? Okay, in hiring our company, oh yeah, you already got that part, sorry. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when we're first building everything from scratch, but it is month to month, so you're not actually binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 19th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have included the custom website design for you, and I've also reduced all setup fees to a one-time payment of $99. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 19th day, but it'll be at $299. Does that make sense?
Got it.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear. So the first payment is only $398 because you have that setup fee. Every month after that, it's going to go down to $299, and then it's going to stay there. I've locked you in at that discounted rate for the Platinum Package indefinitely. Okay?
You're the man.
Yeah, that's like $300 it'll save you each month. So I hate to give myself kudos, but yeah, I am the man.
Nothing wrong. No. Give yourself some kudos.
It's okay. Somebody's it's okay. The thing is like, I've worked with a guy in this area. I worked with him for 6 years, and he was always, like, really good. Like, there, obviously, you get the weather comes in, so a part of the year it does slow down a little bit. He always was really good, but his campaign was at $499, so it wasn't the $599, it was $499, because he had a deal from, like, back in the day where that package, it's the same package, but it was just cheaper back then. And it always worked out, but there was, like, the slower time of the year where he'd be like, can you give me a break on it? So now it's like, okay, we're at $299. This should set us up to work together long term. Like, even the slower time of the year, you shouldn't have any problems affording it, you know? And that's what we want. We want somebody that we could work with for a long time, even though it's a month-to-month service. So I think this pricing structure will put us in position to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I can't afford an extra $300 a month, then my business is not going to be worth it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the good thing about our service too. Is like, we know that. Like, everybody we work with, we usually start out month to month. We do offer like prepay options if you want to like call in and do a prepay after you've already had like a month or two of working with us. Or we'll offer that to you. You know, as long as your reviews and everything are coming back good. But usually we start out month to month, and since it's a month to month service, we're always in a position where it's like, you know, if you're not making money, we're not going to make money. So we're really on top of it and trying to make sure everything's up and running as quickly as possible and working for you guys.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it does state here, like I said earlier, you could discontinue or cancel anytime. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We want you coming back under your own discretion. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the 19th day, or like before your next billing's due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle and it doesn't charge you. And it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Have you been getting some automated messages while we're on the line here from our company?
Yep.
Okay. So in the text messages, you're going to find an outline of the agreement in writing. And then at the bottom, you got to sign off on it. You don't got to do that right now, but try to have it done before the client interview on Monday at 9 o'clock, or else they'll basically just start the conversation with that. And
okay.
Then you have the Google verification form. I know you already peeked at that. And then you'll get another text message with the username and password for your tracking system. And these are all being emailed to you, too.
Okay, I'm just trying to find the agreement that I have to sign.
It's buried in there, huh? Okay, let me look at it. Okay, 155.
Oh, maybe this is it.
It should be the top one, yeah. It's showing it was the most recent one. So it'll start with your name. It should say Dylan, and then thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it says, like, please click here. And it has a link with the – it should be ending in your phone number, the link.
I see my username. Oh, yeah, there it is. There's a bunch of texts in there.
Sorry. Oh, God. Sorry. I sent you like a Google verification form really early on in the call, and like my number and that email. A lot of times we send it after sign up, but I like to kind of send things beforehand so you know you're talking to the right people.
Yeah.
So you might get like a double in there of one of the, like the Google verification form or the username and password.
Okay, I think I did what is the thing? Oh my God, there's so many things. I'm spinning here.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
That's all right.
I probably could have made it easier.
No, that's fine. I'm trying because if I won't remember to do this later or what it is, so I
okay.
need to do it now.
I got you. Okay. So
the one
we're looking for, it'll be a link in there. It'll start with your name. So the first thing you'll see is Dylan on that one. There's no like local splash Dylan. It just says Dylan. Thank you for choosing local splash.
Okay, yeah, and then that's the link that ends in my phone number.
Yep, click on that.
Okay, yeah, I did that, and then I
signed it.
I put in the signature and all that, and now it's telling me to log in.
Okay, that's your account dashboard. So the login credentials are also in the text messages there. You can log into that, but it's not really going to have much data there until we get the other stuff done and have you up and running. So.
Okay, so I did the main, most critical part then.
Yeah, that's the most important one, because if that wasn't done by 9 a.m. on Monday, that's how they're going to start your client interview, is make sure you sign that before we move forward. We need to have you sign that before we can, like, buy the domain for your site or anything. And then, where's the, okay, the other one is the Google verification form. I talked to you about that earlier. This is where you send in, like, your license, your insurance, and everything.
Is
so
that the
this
first
one,
message you said?
No. This one will say Local Splash, Dylan. I think there is two of them in here. And it'll say, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. And there's a link in there. It says url.localsplash.com/Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
Got it.
Okay. And then you fill that out. So sometimes it takes my guys 2 to 3 days to pull that all together. And it's kind of good because you have the weekend, you know. But the company's pretty new, so you should have a lot of that stuff already kind of close to you somewhere. So send it in. And then if you're missing anything, don't panic. At the bottom, it lets you know, since you're doing Google advertising with us, we could always just three-way call Google and verify you over the phone. But we still want you to send in as much of it as you can, so that way we could do your Google verification, put that little badge and check mark up there, and it'll let people know that you've been Google verified as a contractor.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So it sounds like a lot, but that's it, really. It's just kind of work on that form and then be ready for the client interview at 9 a.m. on Monday. Now, our phone number is attached to every text and email that you get. You just hit extension 1. We have 24/7 customer service. Also, my number's in there. You hit extension 544. So if you have questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in, okay? Like I said, we'll walk you through it. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So we'll get in there and help you and make sure it's working for you.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, it's a team effort. It's not just here. Good luck.
No, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't have even made it this far if that were the
All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the team. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll let you take care of the rest of your work day and then that paperwork, and we'll circle back with you Monday at 9 a.m.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks, John.
All right, you're welcome. If you need anything, do not hesitate to ask, okay? No questions or dumb questions.
All right, I like that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, well, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.